And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And we should be joined by Fareed and Cardivest. Welcome back, Fareed.
Thanks, Dr. Bill.
I had some interesting context of it. We will be having on the top salesperson for extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy here in America. And they have a website with links which we'll be posting up so that people can either obtain a doctor in their part of the country or their country of origin. And the EECP is for either angina or angina equivalent, which includes shortness of breath related to congestive heart failure. And if you have your pump primed with the right nutraceuticals, then the EECP therapy will work. In fact, 5 years ago, they took away their regulation that had a plain and straightforward recommendation for congestive heart failure, although most of the cardiologists in the countries that do EECP therapy have good effects. You don't use it as a terminal state treatment, and you certainly don't use it without nutraceuticals. If you don't prime the blood vessels to heal and regenerate and support their energetic metabolism, which is mitochondrial, if you don't detoxify the artery walls, if you don't support the antioxidant protection of the artery walls and the formation of plaque, you can't expect the blood vessels to start producing a peristaltic wave to produce and release nitric oxide and to cause a contractile pressure wave that in a healthy blood circulation system is 70% of the blood flow. And that's really important that people kind of grasp this. I know that there are a number of, quote, regulatory officials that really don't have the academics or brain power to understand this. And there's a lot of cardiologists that are still using old-type approaches that they think that pharmacology alone, dealing with what I call triple P, piss-poor protoplasm, which means you got bad tissues, bad biochemistry, and dying tissues that are now blood vessels are calcifying on a high-speed CT scan, calcium score. Why do they expect those blood vessels to respond in a positive way if they haven't changed the biochemistry or primed the tissues to start even regenerating? So if you take Cardivasc, if you take our other nutraceuticals for that, gamma E, E plus, cell detox glutathione, Omega Supreme Pro, Omega Supreme Krill, the Vascucare propionyl L-carnitine, all these other nutraceuticals to support blood vessel health, then you're going to have a positive response. And, of course, the center of that whole process is Cardivasc. And in many cases, especially early on, controlling either blood pressure or improving perfusion to target organs like your brain, we have people to start Cardivasc and say, hey, my memory's working better. I don't cramp my muscles up when I go do weekend warrior stuff like go golfing or hiking. How come I'm healing faster? Why do my other vitamins work better now that I'm taking Cardivasc? They shouldn't be surprised because of what it does. So let's go through the components and explain why when you take Cardivasc and you take other nutraceuticals or you take other cardiac and vascular nutraceutical, you know, we call seven-star medical-grade nutraceuticals, you can expect to regenerate cardiovascular function. And basically, the primary driver for most aging is actually atherogenesis and cardiovascular failure. Your blood vessels fail before you even get cancer, autoimmune disease, or a circulatory event like a deep vein thrombosis, a transient ischemic attack, a cardiac calcification, and a plaque that causes an embolus or a heart attack. It all basically comes down to perfusion. So let's go over the components.
Sure. Thanks, Dr. Bell. So one of the key components in the Cardivasc is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract.
Now, other companies don't use that, and there's a number of knockoffs like, Extendovite and Heart and Body and Strauss Heart Drops that try to reproduce some of the formula, but they do three things wrong. Number one, they select the wrong parts of the plant. They get them from the wrong country. They don't test every batch to make sure the right number of molecules are present, so they can't reproduce the formula, and that's why they can't get the certification. The two top countries in the world to get certification for nutraceuticals are Canada and Australia. And the Canadian government has given a special certification to Cardivasc because it has these components. And so the hawthorn is going to improve what we call tonic function or mitochondrial function of your blood vessels. And 3/4 of the weight of the media layer of your blood vessels is mitochondria. Next state, next nutraceutical.
So then we have the garlic.
It's an aged garlic product that has more than just allicin. Allicin kills off nanobacteria, but it also blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme. And when your ACE activity is increased because your kidneys are perceiving a perfusion low, it starts a cascade of effects that's bad. Now, unfortunately, if you just take an ACE inhibitor, you're going to get a capitin cough because it blocks bradykinin and neurotensin. So you'll cough or you may end up with getting a thing called angioedema. ACE receptor blockers are better tolerated, and it's also one of the newer drugs now called Entresto, which may be a better drug for heart failure. But to be honest with you, if you don't address the energetics and the oxidative stress and the other factors related to blood vessel nitric oxide production and peristaltic failure, you're not really going to fix the problem. And that's why even ECP therapy without priming the pump with the right nutraceuticals like Cardiovasc is kind of aimless. It's not going to work. So next.
So then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne, of course, is a natural nitric oxide stimulant. And, of course, we have in our Supernox actinose and arginine as a special form of alpha-ketoglutaric acid form of arginine. And the actinose blocks it so it doesn't form peroxynitrate radical. We also have, of course, I recommend our beet juice powder, which you can go to our Nutramedical Amazon store to get some beet juice powder to kind of throw in your drink. Now, my drink right now, I have beside me is Brain Mag, Sports Energy Light, and the beet juice powder, and that's my drink for during the morning after I have my breakfast, which is a little bit of my kefir Lebanese yogurt with a little bit of peppers in it and a couple of berries and a few little pieces of meat. And that's my breakfast, and my drink during the day includes the beet juice powder. It's really good. And the Sports Energy Light and Brain Mag. Now, when you're the next component of this, of the cardiovascular, is really important. Again, if you're taking this three times a day, your blood vessels are going to reject plaque formation. They're going to improve perfusion. They're going to increase nitric oxide generation. They're going to stop free radical damage. So those are really important steps, aren't they? And we see people that take Cardiovasc alone, even without taking the other things, which they should do. They need to take the other things as well. Don't just take Cardiovasc alone, like Omega Supreme Pro, our new Omega Supreme monoglyceride. And when you do that, we've had people say, Doc, I was scheduled for a Dacron graft in my leg, and it's better now. Or they did a high-speed CT scan, and my calcium scores improved after a year. Or I had a couple stents in place, and doctors waving the scalpel at doing a multi-level bypass on me, and my arteries are clear now, so I don't need a bypass. We hear these stories all the time. We have people in congestive heart failure that we give them Cardiovasc plus other nutraceuticals, like our guy Ken up here in Northern California here, who's a political activist. And he went from 15% heart function and told by his doctors he had 3 months to live to being, quote, normal in a matter of 60 days. And Cardiovasc was a good part of the whole process. So you must take care of your blood vessels. And the problem is, the thing that's going to kill you is your blood vessels fail. You know, if you want to say, well, there's one thing you need to do for 2017 is take care and love of your blood vessels. Because if your blood vessels fail, you're going to leave Earth really quickly. Faster than cancer, faster than anything else. In fact, most of these other diseases are tied directly, including autoimmune disease and cancer, to decreased perfusion. Interesting, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Next.
So we have the ginkgo biloba.
Now, ginkgo is, of course, going to reduce blood viscosity, platelet adhesion, fibrin degradation products, and what's called rheologic blood flow. You do have to stop Cardiovasc 3 to 4 days before major surgery because it does reduce your blood viscosity. The next step to reduce blood viscosity is natokinase. Dr. Sumi and Dr. Here in America. And then the next step would be lumbrokinase. I do not like Xarelto, Eliquis, Lovenox, Coumadin, bat rat poison, otherwise known as. I think that, and you don't need to do blood tests. So when you're taking Cardiovasc, you're dramatically reducing the chances of, if you're sitting on a flight and actually getting a deep vein thrombosis or throwing off microemboli. And a quarter of the population has a patent flap valve between their left and right atrium called the ostium secundum flap valve, which means if they form clots in their legs or in their right atrium, they can shoot to the left atrium and up the carotid artery to their brain. And when you're taking things like Cardiovasc, you dramatically reduce the risk that those things are going to happen. So if you do a transthoracic or transesophageal echogram, you're not going to see plaque sitting in the apical process or the auricular process of the right atrium or bouncing around like elastics inside the atria because you're taking Cardiovasc. It's a big deal. And you don't need the dangerous, powerful, and crazy drugs that will cause you to have a major bleed out or make you bump into something and get a massive bruise with a hematoma underneath it. You just need Cardiovasc in most cases. Next one.
So the bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest dialyzable antioxidant other than hydrogen itself. So in the nice thing about Bilberry, they used it after World War One to actually protect pilots so they wouldn't lose their night vision by burning their eyeballs out with ultraviolet light. Bilberry is interesting because it'll penetrate through any organ in the body, including the brain and eyes, etc. So it's going to really protect your blood vessel walls from oxidative stress. So it's very good. It's a very dialyzable antioxidant is what we call it. Next.
So then the milk thistle and the valerian.
Now, the milk thistle is a universal stimulant to the liver to detox. And most people don't realize persistent organic chemicals in our environment are a major vascular toxin. Many of these are xenoestrogens, but they're also what's called oxidative stressors that increase the levels of singlet oxygen, hydroperoxy, and peroxynitrate radical in the blood vessel wall, and that oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids. And when the macrophages eat them, which means big eater cell in Latin, they die and become foam cells. So if you don't want foam cells, you want to be doing this and detoxing these toxic chemicals. And the valerian rebalances your autonomic nervous system, because when someone starts to have a hypertension, it's not just increase in blood pressure where the heart is pumping harder. Your autonomic nervous system gets in the act, and your autonomic nervous system causes fight or flight, and you start to have sympathetic drive from your central nervous system right from the brain itself and the autonomic nerves and the ganglia. So you want to block that, because excessive sympathetic activity increases stress hormones and oxidative stress to the artery walls. It increases driving pressure, which, if by the way, if the blood vessels aren't responding, that driving pressure also increases the risk that the blood vessels will get stiff. That'll show up on your BioCuff, which is our new blood pressure and arterial stiffness testing machine, which you can obtain if you order through me. I can get one for you. And you can also do an EndoPad and endothelix test to see if you get a proper rebound increase in circulation from the test. So these are no longer airy-fairy things out there. We can also get a rheologic blood viscosity test. So whatever you're doing, if you're elevated fibrin levels, elevated platelet levels, elevated blood viscosity, we need to reduce that into a normal range, and cardiovascular is a major factor. So cardiovascular decreases stress to the blood vessels, detoxes the arteries, prevents plaque formation, opens up circulation, microcirculation, and helps the blood vessels to create a peristaltic wave of contraction so that your blood vessels participate in perfusion. So it's not just your heart working, it's your blood vessels as well. Pretty important stuff. And, you know, we sell a lot of cardiovascular because people take it and they love it. And many of them have been on previous what we call knockoff products and say, this stuff works. And it's also consistent because every batch is tested by high-pressure chromatography to make sure that the levels of the biomolecules are the same in every batch, so it's not fluctuating all over the place. That's important as well.
For sure.
So now you're diabetic. I'm basically taking care of myself because my family has a strong history of diabetes. And despite my fact that my grandfather and my two brothers are diabetic, I've been able to control using nutraceuticals and my cardiovascular situation, nutraceuticals and very minimal drugs, a diuretic and ACE receptor blocker. That's it. I don't take anything else. And the result is that I'm able to take a combination of nutraceuticals and peptides and technology like hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and I don't develop the end-stage problems that you'd expect someone my age to develop if they've been, I've had an impaired glucose tolerance test when I was ideal weight in medical school 45 years ago, even when I was ideal weight running. But I haven't developed any complications because I take nutraceuticals, and I take technology that helps me to counteract that effect. So you don't have to go there even if your genes predispose you to a problem, do you?
Exactly.
Now, one of the things I think people should realize is that if something doesn't have an effect, for example, we had one person a week or so ago said, my hands and feet are still cold when I take cardiovascular. That means you got Raynaud's syndrome. So we need to add other things to your nutraceutical protocol. We're going to, reduce oxidative stress with things like cell detox, glutathione, gamma A+, VeinAway, which is diacetylamine, and ultrathiamine B1. We're going to improve the mitochondrial function with CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, and VascuCare. We're going to reduce blood viscosity not only with things like the cardiovascular, but also Omega Pure is going to reduce your blood viscosity. Omega Supreme Pro, which is our new monoglyceride, and Omega Supreme Krill with astaxanthin to stop oxidative stress to your vessels. So there's no excuse nowadays. And when people say, well, my doctor has done XYZ. I even had people recently send me their lipids. I'm thinking, unless you do a lipid electrophoresis, you have no idea, and neither does your doctor. Your doctor is a fool, and you're a fool to listen to the fool. Now, they may not, that may upset you, but I hope it wakes you up to the fact that your doctor, if they don't rely on actual quantitative testing of the lipid fractions that are going to give you heart disease, small particle HDL, which none of the tests that the doctors do with a nuclear magnetic spectroscopy at LabCorp and Quest, they look at VLDL cholesterol and say, oh, you got a high cholesterol, it's bad for you. High cholesterol is not bad for you. It's VLDL3. It's small particle HDL. And if your HDL levels are high enough, for example, I took care of Eskimos that we did research studies with a cardiologist back in 1977 at the Vancouver General Hospital, and I personally drew the bloods. And we had these Eskimos coming down on a blood study. And they're coming from the Northwest Territories of Northern British Columbia and Alaska. And when I drew their bloods, you could see it sit there in the tube, and within minutes you could see the buffy coat and the fat sit on the top. And do you know what the average cholesterol was of these Eskimos?
No idea.
2,800 to 3,500. Not 200 or 300, 10 times that. But none of them had heart disease. They had HDL cholesterols that were orders of magnitude higher than ours. They had no spiral particle HDL. They had no VLDL3. They had omega fatty acids through their wazoo. It was their omega-3. Which are anti-inflammatory. The average American has 50 times more pro-inflammatory fatty acids. So if you just take a Omega Supreme Krill and Omega Supreme Pro, which I take one each twice a day, you basically cut out half of your heart disease by just doing that alone. Then you add cardiovascular. Then you add things like other things in your nutraceutical protocol. How can you have heart disease if you do all these things for your blood vessels? It's pretty damn hard, even if you're diabetic. So, you know, I want people to understand the reason why this plague is happening, because a plague is profitable. Now, if you take away the profit motive by getting rid of fee-for-service, which means you got to do procedures on someone to make buco bucks, if you take away the idea that you have to be a subspecialist to take care of someone, when everybody who's a generalist doctor should be able to have access to all the functional medicine treatment and technology, and much of it is real simple, ECP therapy, hyperbaric oxygen treatment, simple types of aerobic exercise, like, for example, VibraSlim with resistance bands and so on is aerobic. There really is no need for the people dying like we have now. The system itself is corrupt because it's designed on corrupt financial models that mean the system won't survive unless you get sick or die. Isn't that bad? When wow. You have somebody like me who's been in practice now, soon approaching half a century, tell you that, isn't it really bad to hear that kind of news?
Yeah, but they don't want you to die right away, though.
No, they don't want you to die right away. They want you to die in stages so they can make massive profits giving you more and more drugs or doing procedures on you. So eventually, you know, when you finally cash out, they've cashed in.
Yeah.
People say, Dr. Deagle, you're a maniac. You know, I hear all these crazy comments, almost like the comments against Trump. It's like, you know what? Shut your pie hole. If you want to confront me directly on specific questions, have the nerve to call me in my show or email me, and if you're gutless enough, give me your phone number and I'll talk to you. Or I'll talk to your doctor or any other expert. In fact, what I'll do, if you give me permission, I'll talk to anybody you want, politician, doctor, specialist, professor, whatever, and I will do an economic deconstruction of them and an intellectual vivisection on them. Because you have to understand many of the models, whether it's the legal system in America or the medical system, or the pharmaceutical system where they want to re-import drugs from Canada, is based on an economic model to make sure they maximally extract cash from you while you deteriorate and die. Don't let that happen. Take Cardiovasc. Take our other nutraceuticals. Let me help you so I know what drugs are safe from your cardiologist. I know what ones are stupid and dangerous. Don't do them. And don't think you know more than me or your doctor, because if you think they do, get their permission for me to call them. Not the other way around. On my dime, anywhere in the world, I'll do it.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back, and Fareed, I'm putting together a series of academic articles, video on cardiovascular and other nutraceuticals for heart and vascular disease. The specific tests we now have, like the BioCoff, the EndoPatin Endothelix, the Rheologic Blood Viscosity, and Lipid Electrophoresis, these are tests that can be ordered by any doctor anywhere, including anywhere in the world. They can be referred to and sent to the labs like Rheologics that can actually measure blood viscosity. You can measure oxy markers, which I can also tell you to do, like 9-normonyl hydroxycholesterol oxy markers, like Dr. Phil Broughton at Antibody Assay Labs in Los Angeles, now part of another larger laboratory. And I've been doing these for decades. When people say that you can't prove this, Deagle, and they want to make, you know, stupid comments like, hey, he's a maniac, whatever, how about you are an idiot and there's no cure for it except the Darwin effect, which is you're going to be taken to the gene pool, because if you don't listen to me and you do get one of these horrific illnesses and you go into the hands of your primary care doctor or your cardiologist, you're going to die early. That's just the way it is, okay? And you have a corrupt healthcare system that's not like the ancient Cohens, where they're paid the tithe. The tithe was never intended for the church. It was intended for the doctors, the Cohens, the public health officers, and the high priest, when they go into Holy of Holies of the 24 family cycle, and they had they called the long straw, or you want to call it the short straw. And if they were unrighteous when they went in there, they tied a rope around their right leg, and they're singing the prayers in a cappella, and if they're unrighteous, pouring the blood over the horns of the altar, God killed them on the spot. So you have to understand that things are a lot different than what you think. Doctors should never be, they should always be like a priest class, should never be on fee for service. The problem is that they should be paid based on their time. If they spend a half an hour, they should be paid a half an hour, which is how I set up my consultation system. And I don't charge even. If someone just asks for a free consultation to know what to take for specific nutraceutical issues, it's only when I have to review medical records I charge for my time. So you have to understand, this is a ministry. This is a priesthood. This is something we're doing to keep the health of the population. And there is a contraction of the lifespan now, both of men and women, but especially men in America and in Western nations like Canada. It's actually, the lifespan's decreasing. It's not increasing. What do you think of that, Fareed? Not good, is it?
No, absolutely not.
And of course, it's because of increased inflammatory fatty acids, genetically modified food, toxic things they're drinking like aspartame and Splenda, acute bioaccumulating in their bodies, heavy metals in their water supply, radio toxins from things like Fukushima, scalar radiation from smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and other types of effects that are affecting human biology, all of them causing inflammatory changes. When you take things like CardioVasc, it buffers you against those. It buffers your brain against the oxidative stress of cell phones at the side of your head and inflammation caused by scalar radiation inflaming your blood vessel wall. So we wonder why there's an increase in heart failure, 400%. We shouldn't really wonder, because we're getting cardiovascular and vascular failure at an ever-increasing rate, because we're finally reaching the, I call it the elbow of that curve, where we're just catastrophically destroying the health of people's blood vessels. And it's having a massive die-off effect. If you get advanced congestive heart failure, you have the same five-year survival as a stage 4 metastatic cancer that's metastasized every organ in the body pretty well. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize that heart disease and vascular disease kills more people than all the next five major causes of death in any Western nation. And by the way, nations like China are catching up. I mean, they're catching up at the speed of light in terms of heart attack and other things. They're not, you know, driving around clearing snow like in the early 1970s when our president visited China. They're now dying of pollution, bad food, high inflammatory fatty acids in their diet, and toxic pollution in their food supply, their water supply, and genetically modified food, because they actually block that, believe it or not. The Chinese have the sense to block that, but everything else is getting them. So CardioVasc is really important. I tell people, if you start taking that and you want to get the test done, there's three ways to do the test. One, I can advise your doctor what test to order. Number two, you can order them yourself through Direct Labs, and you can go with the requisition and a test kit to LabCorp or Quest. Or number three, I can even give you a mobile tech lab that can actually come to your kitchen or your living room or your bedroom and draw the blood and fire it off by FedEx directly to one of these labs, and their doctors sign off. You don't need to have anybody dictate to you. You just need to ask me what you want, and I'll provide it for you, and you can do it yourself. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back to the NutraMedical Report, and we should be joined by our expert in water filtration, Bob Vineyard. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Dr. Bill. Can you hear me all right?
I can. You have a wonderfully clear voice today. Now, we talked just in the last segment about heart disease, and one of the major factors of heart disease is what's called accumulative, basically polychlorinated and polyfluorinated and other types of chemical toxins that attach to fatty acids and cholesterol and cause oxidative stress. And when macrophages, meaning big eater cells, eat them, they go, uh-oh, bad thing, and they die and form foam cells. Now, we should understand that heart disease was actually way down on the list of causes of death back a century ago, back in, you know, a century plus 17 years, say, 1900. It's increased dramatically because of the introduction of things like studies done at McGill University of the use of margarine, which is basically hydrogenating polyunsaturated fatty acids to form a harder form of fat you could actually spread like butter. Now, polyunsaturated fatty acids, when you hydrogenate, form what's called trans fats. But then when we add all the chemicals in the environment, and there's literally seven new chemicals introduced to the biosphere every day. Now we also have nanoparticles that are industrially being inserted in other countries, and they end up in the troposphere. It doesn't matter if they're originating in Malaysia or India or China, And these toxic chemicals are causing oxidative stress. Now, if you don't remove them from the water, if you don't remove fluoride, chloride, and bromide, which, by the way, bromide salts were even added to beer in Quebec many years ago and caused a massive explosion of heart disease. And we have bromine salts that are actually still allowed in beer here. Do you know that? That bromine is allowed in some forms of breads in America, but it's not allowed in Canada for 50 years. And then we have states and cities that use chloramine because it's more toxic to bacteria than chlorine gas. And as a result, they're also using fluoride to actually not so much protect the teeth of the public, but to prevent pipes from calcifying or getting leaks because of calcification causing leaks in the joints in the pipe. All these are extremely toxic to human biology, and people don't get it. You know, fluoride can cause, you know, weird looking sperm. It can cause calcification of the pineal gland. It can cause basically genotoxic effects in the body, and people don't get it that you have to get these out of your diet. Now, there's a lot of filtration systems that can make the water taste better, but your taste buds can't pick up toxic volatile chemicals up to 10,000 plus and 7 new chemicals every day. Now, there's not an additive effect of these chemicals. There is a multiplicative effect. So if you combine radiotoxins, volatile organic halide compounds, toxic chemicals that are plasticizing agents, hormones, doping agents for making microchips, cardiac drugs, female hormones, birth control pill and everything, antidepressants in the water. They've actually tested things like Prozac levels in water in different places around the country, and they were amazed at how much some of these persisting molecules aren't degraded by the biosphere, by the bacteria, by the biodegrading organisms, so they persist in the environment. So talk about your filtration system. Why is the Pure Water system superior to anything else out there? Because of the superior linear charcoal system, the best RO membrane, then an ion exchange resin that scrubs the water so it could be, we call lab water, water that you could use a lab experiment, so the volatile chemicals inside it wouldn't disrupt the experiment, because you can't have any molecules other than water in an experimental water used for laboratory testing.
Hey, Dr. Bill, I just want to double-check. I'm not hearing you really loud, so I don't want to end up, as a result, shouting into my phone.
No, you're not shouting. I just need to turn you up for your ear from me. But but I can hear you fine. Yeah, you're coming through fine.
You know
fine.
How it is sometimes. Somebody's talking loudly, so you speak up.
Yeah, no, I'm normal volume, and I'm pretty sure the studio has it. They just need to turn your level up in your phone, maybe.
There we go. It's all good now.
Okay, so go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, in Pure Water Systems, we took a very simple approach. I'm an old school engineer kind of guy. If I see a problem, I like to solve it. I don't like to put a Band-Aid on it. And this is what most of the competitors in the industry do, is they target a particular contaminant and they isolate that and they try to remove that. Some companies do a pretty good job. You know, you can get a decent RO system. There are people who make decent RO systems, but you know, people have to understand that any particular system in and of itself has weaknesses and vulnerabilities. You know, RO systems are weak at nitrates and nitrites and boron and borates, and they age over time. They age. The RO membrane starts out pretty good at removing contaminants. Over time, it slowly ages, and sometimes it's over a very short period of time if you have a cheap, you know, membrane that you get at a system that you got at a big box store. You know, but other systems, those membranes age out over time. So a lot of those manufacturers say, hey, when it's down to 80% effective, that's time to replace it. Well, right. That means that's like saying, well, go ahead. Today I don't want you to take any poison, but next year I want you to take 20% of the poison. Well, that doesn't make any sense. What kind of a solution is that? So at Pure Water Systems, you know, we said, okay, well, granular activated carbon, it's great when it's used properly for removing a certain kind of contaminants, and it's good for removing the chlorine to protect the RO membrane. RO membranes, they can be a good method, but their vulnerability is they change over time. And so, And deionization is a pretty good method in and of itself, but you can't use it in a place that has really high mineral content because you can't afford it. You know, you get these, the zero water pitcher that they advertise on TV. Well, that might be great if you live in Seattle and or Portland and your zero water thing will last a couple months. If you take that same picture to West Texas, where the amount of contaminants in the water is 100 times more than Seattle, then, what's going to happen is you're going to have to buy a new cartridge for that filter every week. And so, again, another method can be effective when used properly, but it has vulnerabilities. And so only by combining these systems like we've done with the Pure Water systems, only by putting them together to work as a hybrid, tribrid, I guess quadrabrid system, I don't know how you'd want to say it. It's a multi-phase system, and so it's treating the water through multiple phases of purification and not just a single method. And this way, each succeeding phase works to overcome the weaknesses of the preceding phase. And so, and even in our system, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that we add yet another filter, then you'd be vulnerable to the kinds of things that get past RO membranes. Certain heterotrophic bacteria gets through an RO system. Deionization is not going to take out heterotrophic bacteria. So we put in a 0.2 micron laboratory grade, and when I say laboratory grade, I mean this is not a... This is an absolute rated membrane. This is not like a nominal membrane. Nominal, you know, means that, yeah, it says it gets out stuff down to 0.2 microns. It gets it out about 90% of the time. Well, that's not good enough. So ours is a laboratory-rated membrane, absolute-rated membrane. So when we say it removes bacteria, cyst, and virus, it's 99%+ of the time. So it gets out the bacteria, cyst, and virus. We don't need an ultraviolet light on our system, because ultraviolet lights, all they do is zap the little bugs so they won't reproduce. That means you still get to drink them. And that seems, again, like a compromise. And so most of these systems all have compromises. They're good in where they're designed, but they have compromises. And so this is why the Pure Water systems, the BEV systems that we produce, are so unique in the industry. And because by putting multiple phases of purification, one after the other, and each one cleans up the weakness of the prior, plus adds more purification. So, you know, our systems, 99.7% or greater removal of all contaminants all the time. And, you know, what that means is that most of the time you take a challenge sample like we did way back in 1985 when we first started putting these together. We ran the challenge sample through a laboratory, and we didn't put in, you know, one part per million fluoride like most people have in their drinking water. Or if you're in a nasty part of the country, you might have three or four parts per million fluoride. You know, but we put in 10 parts per million fluoride, and then we ran the system. And what happened? Well, we got out 99.9% of the fluoride. We also added a lot of other contaminants. And so, you know, just a little bit of knowledge for your listeners, you know, most people go buy a water filter and they see this nice long list. Oh, my God, there's 100 chemicals this thing gets out. Well, what they do is they test for chloroform. And if they pass the test for chloroform, then legally they're allowed to put this nice long list of contaminants. But there's a caveat that people don't catch, is that nice long list of contaminants might say, well, we get rid of 99.7% of trichloroethylene, but methyl tertial butyl ether, we only get rid of 96%. But people don't read that. They just see this nice long list, and they think, oh, it gets out all these things. Well, with Pure Water systems, it removes 99.9% of all those things in the water. The only thing that might get through is a calcium ion or a magnesium ion that tends to be in very, very high abundance in the water to begin with. So, you know, we get rid of just about every damn last one of those. But if it's a dangerous contaminant, they tend to be in your water in fairly low concentrations. That's why they're so bloody dangerous and hard to detect. is that we take those out completely so that, you know, when you're done with our system, you have basically a laboratory grade type 2 water, which is good enough for conducting all but the very most sophisticated experiments and analysis. And we make systems that reach that extra level of purification, type 3 water. We make those for laboratories. And, you know, we use the exact same technology in all of our systems, be it for a laboratory or be it for residential use. They all combine carbon, granular activated carbon, to remove organic molecules, pesticides, herbicides, industrial solvents, and remove the chlorine, which protects the reverse osmosis membrane. We use the same RO membrane in our laboratory systems as we do in our residential systems. They start out with a minimum rejection of 97% of all contaminants. The ones we actually ship tend to be much closer to 98%+. It's most common that they're 98.2% effective. Then we add the deionization laboratory system, the deionization, a little bit different type of module, and then we add 0.2 micron absolute rated membrane filtration to remove all the bacteria, system, virus. Now, in a laboratory, we'll add an ultraviolet light for redundancy that we don't need in a residential system. But the technology is exactly the same, whether I'm building a system for Intel or University of Washington Plasma Physics Lab, or whether I'm building a something for residential application.
Yeah, and that doesn't compare, by the way, to, doesn't compare to the typical, we call commercial ones, like, you know, that are out there. And some of them are very clunky. I mean, for example, if you want a whole host system from Culligan, you have to get a plumber out to move this 130-pound giant device that's attached. And you need a plumber to remove it and change it out every couple of years. Whereas these filters are 22 inches long, the whole host system. The regular system is really easy to change. I did it for years. I have my plumber do it now just because he can do it for me. But I did it for years myself. You just take a little plastic, you know, thing to open and close the valve, and boom, it takes 5 minutes. So, you know, these systems are fiddle-proof, and they're great. And you can actually get a TDS monitor, total dissolved solids, to actually show that, hey, this water is really clean.
It's very simple for users to verify the effectiveness of our system for themselves. And, you know, if you have a test meter, you can get a little extra mileage out of a couple of filters hit now and then. But the main thing is, you know, is that we want to solve the problem. I mean, if people are going to spend their money on a water purification system, it just has never made any sense to me. And again, you know, lots of people have different approaches to things, but it never made any sense to me. It's like, well, why would I just do a partial job at this? Why would I kind of only get out some of the contaminants? That just doesn't make sense. If I'm gonna spend the money on a water purification system, I want the one that does the very best job, because I don't want for myself, I don't want for my customers to call me in 5 years and say, hey, we love our water system, it's doing great, but guess what? The city just decided that we have gonculatoritis in our water. Does your system get rid of gonculatoritis? And I want to be able to say yes to that question. I don't want them to say, oh, my God, I got to go get a new special gonculatoritis filter. That's crazy.
That's funny.
So the goal is make the water pure. Don't be the filter. Don't use your body to be the filter and then deal with all the contaminants. Take them out. Get rid of them from the very beginning. Then, oh, man, then you get this wonderful benefit. And this is what people miss. Why should I drink pure water? It's gonna, you know, why should I do? Well, number one, because get rid of the contaminants so your body isn't exposed to them in your water, which is a place where we're exposed to a tremendous amount of contaminants. And number two, then you get the benefit. Now you get your body, you get to help your body detoxify and get rid of all the other stuff. So if you take nutraceuticals, you take some of the wonderful products that Dr. Bill offers that help, you know, balance your body and get rid of toxins and create some equilibrium and some balance to your health. Well, you've got to find a way to get rid of the toxins that are coming into your body from the food you eat and from the air you breathe.
Right.
And so you've got to detox, and only with pure water. If you purify tap water and use a carbon filter, you're not helping your body detox. You might be eliminating some organic molecules from getting into your body, but you're not helping change what's going on inside your body to start to dump these toxins out, which has got to be done in a balanced way. And that's why Dr. Bill's nutraceuticals are so beneficial for this, is because they help your body get mobilize, rid of those toxins.
The first thing you want to do is, number one, you want to be on our life support, which phase two detox support, sulfation, glucuronidation, methylation. Second thing, you want to be on semethyl. We have the highest concentration, most powerful semethyl in the world, even over the medical grade ones used in the emergency department. It's 77% SS isomer semethyl in nitrogen sachets. You can put it under the tongue, and I take at least one twice a day. It's amazing for your blood vessels, for detox, or whatever. Then you want to take Keeler Max, removing heavy metals. Three capsules twice a day, liquid, ultra-liquid zeolite, non-acid washed, 13 drops three times a day. For the toxic chemicals, xenoestrogen detox, and green tea select will pull the toxic chemicals out of your body and detoxify. That's important. If you don't detoxify, as they say, Sherry Rogers says, detoxify or die. I agree.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. So, yeah, Bob, let's talk about the different water systems you have available. Bev 100 countertop, snaps on your tap in a minute for an RV or apartment. Bev 300 on tap system under the under your sink. I have two of them. Fantastic. You can hook them up to your refrigerator. Clean water for food and for drink and ice. Bev whole host system. Three large filtration systems that's going to remove the fluoride dramatically, trichloroethylene, toxic chemicals, etc., in your environment and for washing and bathing and washing your clothes. And then finally, the automated system of Bev 500, the auto flush, and the Bev 200 tackle box system. Literally, you can have in the back of your RV or your turtle tough shelter, and you can drop a line into a puddle and make it cleaner than distilled. Let's talk about these systems and how. What the expense is, of course, if you use the code NutraMed, you're going to save 10%. The filters are actually inexpensive. It really is a fantastic system. All of these systems are amazing. I'm so pleased with them.
Yeah, Dr. Bill, thank you. I like to sometimes rank my systems in terms of how convenient they are to use, and so. But let's start at what I call the least convenient system, and that's the BEV 200. Now the BEV 200 is a killer system. It's awesome. It's what we call a bottle filler. So it ships in a little plastic toolbox. It's basically the guts from the BEV 100. It's also the same guts as the BEV 500, in fact. And it's just crammed into a small little toolbox. It's got a coupler, attaches to your kitchen faucet or a utility room faucet, something like that. And it's got a hose that comes out the other end. You hook it up. You put your container that you want. You know, a lot of people have those nice little ceramic crocks that maybe are on a little wooden stand or something that they've been using in their house for years, or they've got some kind of a water dispenser that takes a 3 or a 5 gallon bottle. So you take your own bottle, you set it in the sink, you put the system up next to the sink, you dangle the little hose into your storage bottle, and you fill up your own bottles. And this is great, and it's also great for people who have travel homes, you know, or if you've got some kind of a motor home and you pull up to some state park, well, you don't want a water cabinet on your motor home sloshing around with water in it while you're driving down the road. So you take the little system out, you go out, you hook up your system to the whatever's at the state park or campground or RV facility, you hook it up, and if you're like me, you know, man, the water that comes out of the hoses in those places is nasty. And you don't want to drink that stuff, so you hook up, you make your own bottles, you put some aside, then you put the thing back in its little storage box, you close it up, you pack it away until the next time you need to make some water. And it makes a couple gallons an hour, so, you know, it produces water at a pretty good rate, and then you pack it up and you put it away till the next time you want to make water. So that's what I call the least convenient method, the BEV 200. Those are $650, and you get a discount with Dr. Bill.
10%. Use the code NutraMed. Can't beat it. Thank you, Bob. We need to get you back on. Stay right there. We'll give you a rebook. And back in a moment with Hour 3 with Tim Alexander coming up tomorrow. Care for our university, a special guest for Hour number 2. Jonathan Gray will be back also tomorrow. And you don't want to miss it. Major shows every time, especially as we're dealing with the issues of the potential hard or soft coup of Donald Trump and the Supreme Court nominee, pro-life issues, gun issues coming up, much more. We'll be back in a moment with Tim.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.